Today's program is brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. We are coming to you, as always, from the back of Roberta's Pizza here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And we are very excited to be joined on the line today by Mark Titus to talk about his new film, The Breach, which will be screening on Saturday, April 25th here in New York City. Mark, thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So this film kind of came as a result of a question you were asking yourself about what was happening to salmon in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm wondering, why were you asking that question?
That's a great question. I grew up fishing for salmon. It's the icon species of our place in the world. And I thought, why are these fisheries declining so immensely? And I worked as a Alaskan fishing guide for many years, and really fell in love with this fish, and wanted to know why these things are declining, and started out on a journey to do just that.
So, what did you find out?
Well, you know, it really kind of started with an epiphany reading a book called Mountain in the Clouds, which is a cornerstone book here in the Pacific Northwest about what has happened to the fisheries here. And I came across a passage, and I came across a name that was basically a fellow that was a family friend, and he was dying of cancer, and I knew that he had a very short time to live, but he had spent his entire adult existence trying to get rid of two illegal salmon-blocking dams on the Elwha River in Washington State. And I started doing interviews right away with Russ. His name is Russ Bush. And Russ was able to live through and see the first of these two dams taken out in 2011.
Wow. Well, one of the things that I think is interesting about the salmon story, and something we talk a lot about on this station, is this idea of you have to eat it to save it. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit about why that is and what that means.
It's really counterintuitive to think that you eat a fish to save it. It doesn't make sense, really, when you're on the surface level. But the fact is, with an intact system in Bristol Bay, Alaska, especially, that has 30 to 60 million sockeye salmon coming back a year, and sometimes have to find markets in order to ship this fish to, this is a perfectly sustainable system. And if you eat this fish, you will, by your dollar, by your fork, insist on maintaining its habitat such that it will remain in perpetuity.
So, you know, you definitely talked about the dams that were acting as a threat to the salmon populations. What were some of the other kind of threats that you encountered?
Well, you know, there's a couple great books that I used as incredible sources of information for this, and one of which was called King of Fish by David Montgomery. And he essentially, and a lot of folks in the Pacific Northwest ascribe to, there are several H's, and they are hatcheries, hydro, meaning dams, harvest, and these things ultimately have led to the decline of the salmon fisheries, not only here, but also on the East Coast and in Europe centuries before.
So what would success look like for your film? I mean, obviously, as any filmmaker, you hope that a lot of people kind of see your work and, you know, hear the story. But what do you hope to accomplish with The Breach?
I'm really hoping that people see The Breach across the United States and have an emotional response to the story that is not just a regional iconic story about wild salmon, but is a national iconic story. This is a resource and is a species that is something that every American should consider a national heritage. I mean, just as much as a bald eagle. Ultimately, if we want to keep this resource around and keep it as an iconic species and as an incredible, the best food source you can possibly put in your body, eat it. Eat wild salmon. And hopefully that's what's, you know, what folks are going to walk away from the film thinking and feeling.
So I can plan on being hungry Saturday night?
Yeah. No, you're going to get, believe me, you're going to get plenty of wild Bristol-Bay salmon. It's going to be fantastic. So show up and you'll get plenty of it.
Awesome. Well, I know that you kind of on that culinary end, one of your partners in the film's release and promotion is Tom Douglas, who's a restaurateur that we're big fans of here at the station out in Seattle. And why was Tom a good partner for you?
Tom Douglas has been a champion for wild salmon for a long time now, and he realized at a pivotal point in his career as a restaurateur that you know, it wasn't just about the bottom line; it was about what people are being served and how that resource is going to continue forever. And Tom is really in Seattle, especially now, and it looks like. Moving on beyond this, he's going to be a champion for wild salmon across the country.
That's awesome. And moving across the country, much like this film, if folks want to check out a screening, they can get the full schedule by visiting www.thebreachfilm.com. It looks like you're going to be everywhere from Chicago to Miami to D.C. to
Correct.
Raleigh, like really making the circuit. So definitely folks can find you there and are there other ways that you would ask consumers or viewers to support your work?
The best way, honestly, is to eat wild salmon. But if folks want to get more involved, we've got our partners listed on our website, thebreachfilm.com. And we are going to have a continued growing list of resources on that site that link people to ways in which to support wild salmon and in free-flowing waterways across this country that will do just that.
Well, Mark, that sounds like a delicious assignment. Thank you for making the film. I'm really looking forward to checking it out on Saturday and would encourage folks to visit the website and hop on to check out a screening of their own and follow the work of the film. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy tour schedule to give us a little bit of an update.
My pleasure. Hope to see you, it's right tomorrow. So thanks for the call, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow at the screen.
Awesome. Thanks so much for tuning in to another update from the Heritage Radio Network. This, like all 39 of our live weekly shows, is available for free. You can find us by visiting the website, www.heritageradionetwork.org, or check us out on iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.